4, consider and take possible action on the 2015 CSERA budget. And this is Gail's first budget. It's a day of firsts. Okay, Gail?
It was sent out Friday or Saturday, Christina? Friday.
The budget itself?
Oh, okay. I missed it.
It went in Dropbox?
Oh, that's right. You sent out an email saying it was the bill.
That's right.
Yep.
It was on your...
On the desk, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Good morning, everyone. I am pleased to present the 2015 budget. You may notice that there has been a change in format from a prior year's budget. I have separated out the budget into three separate areas. One is a total budget, including the administrative expenses and what I call the non-administrative expenses. And then we have the administrative budget and then the non-administrative budget. The administrative budget is what we have the 21 basis point statutory limit on. So those are the areas of executive, administration, accounting, IT, member services, and benefits divisions. And then the non-administrative budget includes investments as well as the legal division and disaster recovery. So for next year's proposed total budget, we're at $10.7 million, a decrease of approximately $700,000 from last year's budget.
And why is that?
Yeah, so...
I mean, good job, but...
Well, good question. And this isn't something I can guarantee going forward, that I'll be producing a budget that's less than the prior year. But in looking, there were some adjustments from prior year budgets. One change is how the benefits budget was developed. We had a mid-year retirement rate decrease that everyone's aware of. I actually factored that in to coming up with the benefit numbers. Also, we have some individuals who exceed the Social Security cap during the year. Mm. So, you know, that's over 6% right there. And then also with the new, we do have some PEPRA members that reach the compensation cap, so the retirement contribution stops at that point as well. So those are the things factored in. Also, in the past, if we had any vacant positions or new hires, their salary was budgeted for the whole year. What I have done is if we have any vacancies or new hires, we take a look at, okay, when does it really look like those folks are going to be here? So you'll see, I've only budgeted part year salary and benefits for those folks, and that's actually the biggest piece of it. So yes, it is unusual to see a decrease year over year. And because of that, I did double and triple check everything to make sure that it was accurate.
Yeah, excuse me. Before we dive into the rest of the line items,
yeah,
I just want to go on record as acknowledging the list of accomplishments from all the departments that precede that, and I'm afraid it might get lost in the shuffle. I mean, it was another incredibly active year, lots of accomplishments, and I think I, for one, have a tendency to forget some of these as we go through the year, and it's nice to see them at a bullet point thing, and congratulations to the staff, all the departments.
Thank you. I know the staff appreciates that.
Gail, quick thing. On the yes. discretionary fund, you put that money someplace else in the budget, or you just
I've
eliminated
taken it out
the whole
completely
thing?
Because it's something that I can't find any history where money was actually spent from that discretionary fund. And also, I don't see any guidelines on what that fund could possibly be used for or anything like that. And in general, I kind of shy away from having discretionary funds. I was just curious. I didn't put that 50 somewhere else. It's eliminated.
How much was that? Was that
50,000 for the year?
50,000.
And that was in the administrative budget.
Thank you. I think that's a great management decision.
Thank you. And then, total budget was proposed budget's $10.7 million. The proposed administrative budget is $9.1 million, a decrease of around $200,000 compared to the 2014 budget. And in here I also mentioned the elimination of the administrator's discretionary fund. And under the California Government Code, we have a limit of 21 basis points of the current actuarial accrued liability. So our limit is $16.2 million, so we're well under this capped amount. We're actually at about 11.7 basis points. So.
And another thing, I know you said that you factored into this budget the 2.75
that we
voted on. Has there been additional dollars budgeted in, given that negotiations this year might include additional increases?
I have not budgeted for that.
Okay, and that's fine, because I think there's enough, I hate to use the word wiggle room, but there's enough room in this budget if you felt the need to do that or this board made that decision to come back and we would amend the budget to allow that.
So something that I'm used to in the past is having sometimes having mid-year budget adjustments. So maybe in July or so I'd come back to the board, and if there was some areas that it looked like, oh, we do need to do a new hire here, or we need to adjust the budget in some way. And with us going through negotiations for the first time, you know, I didn't even know what number to put in there. And also, just an FYI, in the 2014 budget, there was 2.75% put in there as well.
But it was never spent.
Yeah, it was never spent, but it was in the budgeted number. So that's why there's not as much of a variance as well.
Great.
Is the cost of the labor negotiators included in this?
Yes.
Okay. That would be under the non-administrative, or would that be under the administrative?
It's under administrative consultants.
Gail, I apologize for jumping around, but I noticed there was a significant increase in the computer software contracts and whatnot. There's roughly $300,000 increase, and it's not specific as to what that might be used for. Is that and consulting also? What's anticipated in that area?
So question for you. Are you looking at the total budget or are you looking at the administrative?
I'm on page 20. I'm sorry. I was looking at that.
Yeah, and Lisa, let's be recurring or one time.
Okay. So couple of items on this one. In the prior year's budgets, the IT expenses were put in the what I would consider the non-administrative budget, so they were outside of the administrative cap. This year, I put them in the administrative budget. The 37 Act has guidelines on what can be paid out of the assets of the fund and what can't. There's a lot of interpretation because it's very broad, the reading on that. And I'm used to I'm used to including IT into the admin expenses.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
It never made sense before, and I asked that question before.
If I may, the IT expenses are administrative, but there is an exemption for actual hardware, software, and consulting.
Yeah.
outside, statutorily, that is outside the administrative.
Yeah. So that is something that we could do, but I've opted not to in this budget.
So all of your capital expense is in administrative budget at this point right now?
Except for there is some for, I believe, disaster recovery, and there's some investment software relating to a vendor relation management system that Tim can talk more about if you want to.
And that disaster recovery cost, is that considered to be a one-time cost, or is that just going to be an ongoing every year what we're spending?
It will be budgeted every year, whether or not we use some of those expenses.
So about the same amount will be budgeted every
year? I would think so, yeah. And what I did with that is you'll note, I'm jumping forward a little bit, but since you mentioned it, in the non-administrative budget, the items that were disaster recovery, I put as capital DR, so you're able to see those expenses. In past years, it was a separate, completely separate disaster recovery budget, but I wanted to kind of put everything together.
So still an answer to my question. It's more, it's just a matter of moving it from the non-administrative to the administrative budget.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you really want to see...
that's okay. If you're just
year over year, it doesn't look that bad if you look at the total.
It's not even bad. I just
didn't know. Does your salary get spread over the two budgets, if you will, the administrative and the non-administrative?
Yeah. So 20% of my budget and my salary and benefits goes to the investments budget, as well as 25% of Vicki, the accounting manager's salary, goes to investments.
That's what I figured. I'd hope that was the case.
Yeah. Some of their plans even spread part of other expenses as overhead to investments, but that's something this plan hasn't done in the past, so I thought I'd just leave it that way. Yes?
And I just noticed, too, on page 15, quite a jump in board education cost.
What page?
15.
From the previous year to the new year.
Oh, yeah.
About 100, almost 100%. Is that because there are some transition again from another place in the budget off the budget? Or, why is it doubled?
Not actually. I know part of this is relating to current expenses for this year and just kind of forecasting it and making sure that there are enough dollars.
So have we done over budget this year?
I'd have to take another look at it, but off the top of my head, I think we were, yeah.
Okay.
Should just decide it's a group that needs more education.
Probably. It needs a lot.
That wasn't a conscious decision.
No, we've had new members in the last 2 or 3 years, so
yeah,
I can see some of those trips.
That's a reasonably high-profile increase. So.
And as I've mentioned in the executive summary, you know, we're going to be developing CSER as a newly established independent employer. So there's costs in here for the negotiator and other items like that. We're launching a new user-friendly CSER website. We'll be coming back to the board in January with our recommendation. It's very exciting. We're looking at developing a long-term strategic plan for CSER that will also help feed into future budgets as well. And there's a renewed focus on providing training opportunities for all employees. There is quite a bit of an increase in the training dollars that's in there, and that's largely due to we really need to be doing group trainings and offering more individuals training opportunities, so that's why that's in there. We're also going to be improving security measures for greater protection of member data, and then working to get some of our other software up and going on our San Diego hot site. And then we're also going to be working on improving the customer service metrics. So we're going to start measuring some things that we haven't measured in the past so that we can better allocate resources and hopefully improve customer service. So those are some of the key priorities for next year.
Gail, one other thought, just to piggyback, I think, on what John was suggesting.
Yeah.
Just so that we're familiar with these are the kinds of items that attract a certain amount of attention from the outside, and so there's a almost 100% increase in board education expenses and an 80% increase in staff education, and outside people tend to focus on travel, lodging, airfare, all that kind of stuff, and look for anomalies. Mm-hmm. So I guess I want to make sure we're in a position to justify those things, and because somebody's going to just look at that number and say, I see 100% more cost to garden spots across the country, Florida in the winter and that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
Just be conscious of that kind of thing that you can zero in on.
Good. Any questions or comments about some of those priorities that I mentioned?
When you're on the proposed staffing additions, I don't know if you're there or not, but what's the difference between the full salary and benefits and then the full year impact?
On page 24.
Page 24.
I couldn't hear
can
your
you
last
say,
part.
Yeah.
Example, the first one, the impact for salary benefits is $89,000. Full year impact is $119,000. I'm wondering where the additional cost is.
So this is considering, it has to do with timing. So we're thinking that this person will be here in April. So there's 3 months less of salary and benefits that's going to be in the budget.
Okay.
But I just wanted the board to know if this person had been here all year, because you know, even though they're hired mid-year, obviously that has a future impact, and in future years that will be the impact,
okay,
you know,
you.
Barring any additional increases or anything. So on the proposed staffing additions for consideration, that's what I've done is have the actual impact to the 2015 and then included the full year impact so that you're well aware of that.
Thank you.
So we have, as Jerry mentioned, there have been a number of accomplishments for this year. We've been very busy. I have been here since July, so I've been here for almost half the year, and I have seen quite a bit of activity that's been very positive, and I'm very proud of the team that we have here.
Are you glad you made the decision?
To come?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I figured you were, but...
my husband likes it too.
How else could you answer that?
I was watching her face. She would say yes. Or yes.
No, Karen,
smile.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, look at the big smile.
And then I've provided an organization chart so that everyone is well aware what our full-time equivalents total
with names. Thank you.
Can you tell me where the two, the local, is there one, there's one local that only has two numbers, correct?
I'm sorry, say that again?
21.
Where's the two, we talked about the unions at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Where are they in this thing where it's separate from the...
The 2700 or the local 21?
Local 21.
The local 21, there's six positions and four of them are currently filled. We have, one which is promoted, but we have two member services or benefits coordinators. No. I'm sorry. There's one accounting supervisor, and then we have, what's their actual job titles?
It's supervising accountant.
Yeah, supervising accountant, but then we have...
Who is the
co-chair?
Yeah.
And
I look at these. I was curious on this chart, but I'll talk to you after the meeting. I just want to write down which the representative.
So it's under the IT manager. We have those folks. So that's
four
Luz
there.
And David.
Those four.
All four.
And then under Vicky in accounting, we have Gail, the supervising accountant, and then we have... Lori, yeah.
So there's two in the accounting
division. Two in the accounting?
Yeah.
That are local 21. So the rest are AFSCME, I would assume.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Any questions on the org chart? And I'm not sure if I mentioned this previously or not, but Raleigh, the compliance officer, is now reporting to me. He had been reporting to Kurt in the past. I think that's the only change that I've made. And then there's a number of division goals listed for 2015, and there have been dollars allocated in order to reach these goals as well. I'm not going to go line by line, but if you have any questions.
And you've allocated dollars to each of these lines?
Well, not all of them, but.
In accounting, kind of following up what was in closed session, is there money allocated for a GASB 45 valuation for OPEB?
No, we have received two quotes, and they aren't very high dollar amounts.
Okay. And will that be done
this
year?
But I didn't include that in this year's budget.
Okay.
Yeah, and we would need to do one, I believe, for next year.
You have very nicely set yourself up for the end of the year report, where you line up all the beginning of the year expectations and then what actually happened.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're planning on doing that.
So next year's budget, I would follow up with the goals for this year and show which ones have been accomplished and which ones haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is nicely put together.
Yeah. 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 And then hopefully, if a goal hasn't been accomplished, maybe there was a new goal that popped up during the year, or maybe it's been revised, or it's something we're pushing to next year. So I'll definitely map that out in next year's budget. Yeah. It's a good practice. So the first few pages, I'm on page 15. This is the total, this is the proposed total budget. This includes administrative and non-administrative expenses. So this isn't falling under the 21 basis point statutory limit. And I spoke a little bit about the salary and benefit differences and why we're so much under. And you'll see the majority of it is really on the benefit side. Overall, we're 56,000 better than the prior year budget. And then in benefits, it's around 267,000 better. And then moving on to page 16, I did mention previously the 530,000 that was in service and software contracts for last year. You know, that was moved to the administrative budget, which you'll see on the pages. But totaling it up, we're about 100,000 better than budget in that area.
Why did our CPAS maintenance support double?
Because that's really on par with what we're doing. We're over 60,000 for this year. Okay. And we are going to be getting completely off of subledger in 2015.
So all that data is transferred over without a hitch? CPAS?
Wouldn't say that.
It's not completely, we're not completely transitioned off of subledger, but we will be in the near future. And I think that there's going to be an additional dollars needed for some additional reports and possible additional programming that's necessary of CPAS. Yeah. But we've doubled what we had budgeted for this year for CPAS.
And so who, was CPAS bought out? Is that right? Or the company that
They're owned by Xerox. They're owned by Xerox. Okay. And then for board elections, obviously there's no elections coming up, so we didn't budget the 55,000 that we had for last year. Investment council, I'm going to talk briefly about this. We generally haven't had outside legal counsel expenses budgeted in the past. This year, we're including a budget for investment legal counsel. In the future, it is going to be something that we are taking a look at. So that is the 90,000 is an addition over prior years. Is there any questions?
Yeah, what's an example of that? Like, why are we needing that now, not as before?
Well, we've used investment legal counsel in the past, but it hasn't been something that we've included in the budget.
Got it.
It's just, you know, we've had it. It just hasn't been budgeted.
Just to review documentation, agreements.
New agreements, side letters, any other sort of
contract amendments.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any questions? And then starting on page 18 is a proposed administrative budget. A couple of things you'll notice is that when it comes to the executive slash support staff, we're 1.1 million better than the past year's budget. That's not completely accurate because in past years, communications was also included in the executive line.
I was going to ask you what that line item was for communication. It said written communication. What is that? Is that just
A
person?
So written communications is our PAFR, CAFR, newsletters, benefit statement.
Okay, got it.
When I talk about how communications is included in the executive salaries and benefits, that's actually two communication staff positions. And then IT is also getting parsed out separately. But overall, you'll notice we're 323,000 better than the prior year. Is there any questions on the administrative budget?
We're not really better.
Your consultant on non-investments, who are they? I mean, is that... Consultant non-investment. You got 145,000.
Yeah, so we have the mediator in there. We have
Is that Harvey's?
No, Harvey's fee isn't budgeted in here. We've only budgeted for the investment legal counsel.
That caught Harvey's attention. Outside. He was dozing off there for a
minute. What do you mean?
Yes, wait a minute.
Well, you're in another area. Harvey's
it, but I'm trying to figure out who's consulting on investment.
So these would be, if we were to do a salary survey, we would use an outside consultant. Okay. We have the mediator.
So any outside consultants, basically.
It's outside, all the outside consultants we use.
Because I was thinking maybe that was Harvey's.
Not actuary. No.
You're saying Harvey's will be in here later, or it's not in here?
It's going to be something that we work on in the future. It's developing a full...
Where do we pay him?
Seriously, where's it been in the past?
Yeah, where do we... Where was he in the past? And I thought he was under attorneys, outside attorney.
So in the past, legal counsel has not been included in the budget.
Remember that it's outside of the administrative budget cap, right. Just like actuarial legal investments, disaster recovery, the
it's outside the
IT.
Cap. Okay.
So it should be inside the non-administrative budget, but it will be added later.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Is that the normal practice?
Well, it'll go down because you don't have to, you incur it
every
day.
Yeah.
Bobby, you've been working for free. You didn't know that?
Okay. Not to include it.
Okay. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for the pro bono work there, Harvey.
So I just want to back up to page 18 again. You said a minute ago that we were $300,000 better, but actually on total administration, on salaries and benefits, we're $330,000 worse.
Which
we've raised the budget by 300.
Okay. So that was one thing I was going to mention. The administration division is Christina's division and all of her folks, mm-hmm. whereas these few pages of the administrative budget that fall under the 21.
That's only her division.
Basis
yeah.
point.
I got you. I thought that
so if you look over on page 19 where it shows total salaries and benefits, it's 323.
Okay.
And then moving on to the non-administrative budget on page 22, some of these items were kind of grouped together in the same lines, and this year I'm breaking it out a little more so that going forward you see the breakout of the investment salary and benefits and the legal salary and benefits. As well as the board and staff education is broken out separately. So this would be board and staff education relating to investments. And then, like I had mentioned, the items that have a capital D, capital R after them relate to the disaster recovery expenses.
I'm sorry, I'm back on page 20. The retiree death checks, as I recall, what are those?
Okay.
Instead of me assuming.
So this is an outside service that we use to determine whether we have someone that has passed away and need
okay.
to stop
so that's
the
their
service.
Fee. It's a fee for
it's not the check, it's
professional
it's
services.
Check that we send out for money.
We can probably out to funerals.
Yes.
We could probably call that something
job.
Else.
Well, just check as opposed confirmations or
yeah.
Well, it's yeah. their failure to let us know that they have died.
Yes, there you go.
It's a social security check or whatever.
And we're reducing it because the fee went down, or is it based on how many?
It's more based on what we've actually seen happening.
That's fine. Thank you.
And they missed a couple last year, so
reducing their salary. We ought to add in there
we are taking a look
marriage
at that.
Marriage confirmations, birth certificate confirmations.
Good point.
And then moving forward to page 24, there are three new staff positions that I would like to request for next year. One is a retirement accountant position due to increased workload that we have in the accounting area. This is going to give us an opportunity to realign the workflow and have improved efficiencies and coverage. I'm also requesting a member services manager position. The majority of our staff is actually in the member services benefits area. And to have one manager over that area, there's a lot of things that are being handled, and I just think at this point it makes sense to have two managers in those areas. and then an IT programmer analyst position. Right now we have one person that's handling the database programming and administration and other tasks. So this person would assist in those tasks, as act as a backup, act as a QC, and especially as we move to being fully functional on CPaaS and getting off of Subledger, it's going to be really important.
What about Karen, an assistant for Karen? I thought we were doing that. Is that not being done? Or are we
all? Yeah, that was already approved previously.
So, okay, that's why it's not listed here. It's already been approved. Have you started a process yet?
We have.
Okay.
So, Gail, I don't want to get too far down in the weeds, but if you this new member services or additional member services position, if you go back to 11, would that mean you'd split those responsibilities, or those two individuals would have co-responsibilities over benefits and member services?
So we would split them. We would split the staff up and
gotcha.
Split responsibilities.
Okay. So one would be over benefits, the other would be over member services. Okay.
And there may be some reorganization there as well.
Gotcha. Okay.
Did any of this change that we're going to be independent district as far as the services from the county? Is this pretty much right now the status quo?
So right now it's pretty much a status quo. We are looking at in 2016 changing some things.
Okay.
But for 2015 we really wanted to try and remain as status quo as possible because there are going to be enough changes.
Right.
And then on the last page, this is a proposed capital budget. This is something that hasn't been in previous budgets, but basically it shows that we're budgeting $140,000 in purchases of hardware next year, which will attribute to $43,000 in depreciation. And then on the 2015 budget, there are some additional depreciation lines from prior year's purchases. We still have some furniture, software, and hardware on the books. And you'll notice that the $243,000 that's budgeted in depreciation is less than the $300,000 that was budgeted for this year due to there were a number of items that fell off the depreciation schedule. Also in the past, there were some hardware and software major purchases that were actually getting expensed versus depreciating. So it's a common practice of mine to depreciate what makes sense. And I'm actually developing some guidelines around that. So any questions on capital budget? And I'm not sure if everyone knows what depreciation is, but basically if it's a capital asset that has a long life, it's not staplers or anything like that we're depreciating. Computers are generally, they have a life of 3 years. There's a dollar limit usually, and has to be above a certain dollar amount to be able to be depreciated. So if you buy some computers that are, $10,000 total, you depreciate it over 3 years, so you would just have $3,333 in this year's expenses.
That's not fair. I had the same computer for 9 years when I worked in the hall. They didn't change it every 3 years.
Does that money, what I'm looking at is when 3 years passes and you have to buy new computers, is there a sort of like a fund? I know the county used to do that in cars. I don't know what they do anymore. Is when they got a new car, you paid it forward such that there was money at the end of the life of the car to then go buy a new car.
Sell the car and use that money to
partially
but there was,
fund the new purchase. Yeah.
But there was also money in a fund to do. So I'm just curious.
We wouldn't be doing it that way. And after 3 years, the salvage value is.
No, I understand that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, do we put money aside? Okay, you get a computer this year, and a third of what it costs goes into a fund so that in 3 years when we have to retire it, we've got money saved to go buy new computers.
No.
Okay.
We're spending the money now and then allocating that cost over 3 years.
But if
there's a continuous rotation of computers, it sort of all equals out.
Or if it's furniture and equipment, it's 5 years. Or if it's tenant improvements or like CPaaS was done over 10 years.
So tenant improvements, is there money in this budget to cover the construction costs for this building next year?
Yeah,
no.
CIP.
No.
So that
will... That all runs through the investment side.
Through the investment, but it's not in the investment. Well, I guess. Okay.
Well, it's not in this investment. It's
this building's our an asset.
Yeah.
Investment asset.
Well, but when that construction is completed, isn't the rent? Isn't that the cost of that improvement going to be then allocated over all of the rents? So is that 3.4% increased, is that enough to cover what we expect that rent to go up by?
Yes. Any other questions?
So do you need a motion to accept the entire budget or separate from the staff ads? Do you want that as one motion or?
We can do two motions.
So then I'll do the first one first time. Move to accept the budget, proposed budget for 2015.
Second.
Karen? Or is that an included in the budget? You want to do it as one?
Wording question. You need to be adopting the budget, not accepting it.
Sorry.
Oh, thank you.
He's not.
That's what I meant to
if
say.
If you want to, adopt it.
That's right.
You want to try it out before you made a real decision.
I make a motion to adopt the proposed budget for 2015.
And I second that. Along with the thank report you. Of the accomplishments and goals.
Comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay. You want to do all three of the positions together?
Yeah. Motion to approve all three of the proposed additions to staff.
Second.
Any comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay.
And I just want to thank the board for their consideration of this budget. And I did change the format and the treatment of certain items. So if you have any questions or comments or improvements that I can make in the future, just let me know.
Yeah, this was easy for me to read because the bigger
power
was laid out.
Substantial improvement, and thank you for your efforts on this. And staff, too, I'm sure.
Thank you.
What's that?
That was mostly Gail. She's been working very hard.
Thank you.
Thank you.